Temperature tonight, mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but the best chances in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot, mid-90s, but somewhat lower humidity. Not awful. Tomorrow night's low 72. Friday and Saturday, rain chances under 20%, high in the mid-90s. Not too terrible on the humidity until Sunday, when it's back to business as usual. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery County man has been sentenced to 317 years in prison. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Kirsten Reese was sentenced for the 2016 kidnapping, robbery, and attempted murder of a Montgomery woman. His co-defendants are awaiting trial. Nearly 30 animals were seized from a Dadeville home, and now several people are facing animal cruelty charges. Police say many of the animals were malnourished, and one of the dogs showed signs of mange. Dadeville police have made 4 arrests in the case. And Montgomery Public School leaders are discussing school safety after last week's shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School. No one was injured in the incident. They say school safety plans differ from school to school based on location and school entryways. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
High end, high end, so high end, so high end. Oh!
Good gracious. Dave is bodacious.
I was like, good gracious.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sometimes you guys get the music I ran to in the mornings. Now, most of the time you can't because it's so explicit you can't hear it. Just kidding. I would never, ever, ever listen to explicit music while running.
Or any other time, really.
Guys, here's how hot it is outside.
It's a billion degrees.
I almost melted yesterday. Like, almost completely melted. I got in my car and could not take a breath after the radio show. And I got out and ran this morning. It was, what, 5:15 when I left? And it was already so hot, I started sweating before I actually started running. I was just walking. The heat index was like 90 at 5:15. It was 85 or something. That's
I was Sunday going into...
Unacceptable.
Sunday going into Monday, I was up most of the night, and I was headed home about 5 a.m., and it was 76 degrees. And I was like, all right, this is just gross, okay? Like, shouldn't it at least be like 70?
Yeah. You know the best? We're getting too old for this now. But when I was a younger man, sometimes you'd have friends over, and it'd be 10, 11 o'clock at night, and you'd be walking them out to their car, and it'd be 90 in August. You'd think... Why did human beings choose to live here?
That's, you know what, I have the, everywhere I've been in America except like four places, I'm always like, why'd they stop here?
Yeah.
Like, this is just too, you know.
Like Los Angeles, I understand why they stopped.
Correct.
There.
That's pretty much the place that I, like, anywhere in that, like, on the coast of California, yeah. I get it. Everywhere else, why?
San Francisco, stop.
Yeah, too cold.
Knock yourself out.
But like Santa Barbara, anywhere from like San Diego to like, really like up to San Simeon, right? Like, just perfect
just
weather
a,
all the
like
time.
Just like a three-hour coastal drive.
But, like, everywhere else, like, it's either too hot or too cold or both.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Indiana. It's too hot and too cold.
Correct. Or, like, yeah, everywhere in that, I was going to say Iowa or Kansas. Truly the hottest place I've ever been.
Iowa.
Summer of 2001.
Gross.
Iowa was, it was hotter in Iowa in August than it was in San Bernardino, California in July. So it was like 106 in Purdue, and it was 110 in Iowa.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Well, I mean, and then in Iowa in February, it's going to be minus 13 with 42 inches of snow coming down sideways.
Yes. Why? Like, why does anybody?
Someone stopped in Iowa and said, you know what? Here's a good place.
This reminds me of back home in Sweden. I'm going to stay up here.
That's why they stayed in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
They got to the summer, and they're like, yeah, I can do this.
I can do this for like a month. What are those birds?
North Dakota.
Oh, those are mosquitoes, huh?
Those birds.
But they only come out for like 6 weeks, so it's okay. In Alabama, they must have stopped in like November.
Yeah, and they were like, this is really nice.
It was like 68.
This is nice here.
The low's like 45, but we have a fire. You know, it's fine. This is fine. This is nice.
Can you believe they live up in Boston?
They're there for about for like 7 months, and then it's July, and they're like, why are we here? We're dying.
Well, you know, prior to the invention of air conditioning, there were only like 400,000 people in Florida.
Yeah.
Now there's 20-something million.
Florida, I was looking at this the other day. Almost 6 million people have moved to, or Florida has gained almost 6 million people in population since 2000.
I believe that. I believe 4 or 5 million of them were moved there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because our, birth rates aren't,
they're not that high.
Aren't crazy. Yeah, which is just insane to me.
Yeah. I bet they aren't birthing 10,000 babies a year in Florida.
Right.
They're probably.
And so, you know, 5 million, well, which is why when we do reapportionment, some places will lose some seats.
Yeah, they need to go back to constitutional Congress. I think there needs to be a constitutional Congress movement.
What's that?
25,000 people per representative.
Well.
And if you have 1,500 representatives or 15,000 representatives, that's your problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be over 10,000 representatives at that, something like that, 10 or 12,000, which is fine. They don't have to meet in a building. They don't have to have chiefs of staff. They don't have to have $800,000 annual expense budgets, $180,000 a year salaries. They don't have to have ornate offices. You shouldn't spend a $500,000 or $1 million or $5 million or $10 million or Jack Ossoff spent $50 million losing a race over there to be one of 12,000 people. I mean, the original Congress represented fewer people than the people in the State House.
Yeah.
You would have true representation because Pike Road and East Montgomery might have a representative. Everything from Highland Gardens to downtown to whatever, they would have a representative.
Well, and then you wouldn't have that, I guess, would you not have that, like, layers of government bureaucracy on, underneath that or whatever? I mean, would that all...
What you would have is more than two parties.
Well, definitely. That makes sense.
That's how you break the two-party stranglehold. You go back to constitutional Congress.
Yep.
And you still only have 100 senators because under the Constitution you had... Right. And those are the people who actually did the dictates of government.
Mm-hmm.
And the House was this flurry of chaos and activity that really prevented anything from happening.
Right.
And only on the really big issues could you get consensus.
Correct.
And get stuff done.
Well, it's something like, you know, when people say about... when people talk about, like, government not working or whatever, it's not designed to work.
Exactly. It's supposed to be broken.
It's designed for gridlock because it's designed to be insulated from the, slings and arrows of outrageous fortune of the masses. It's supposed to be insulated for, that's why you have the Senate, because it's supposed to be insulated from, you know, I'm mad about this today, so I'm going to vote everybody out or whatever it is. Or, you know, you better vote this way on this issue or I'm going to vote you out. It's not supposed to work like that.
Well, but I mean, even
now, do you think that we should also go back to senators being appointed by
100%.
Yeah,
they absolutely should not be elected by the population. They should be appointed by the state legislature. In which case, right now we'd have like 64 Republican senators.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's absolutely the truth. We would have an overwhelming stranglehold majority of Republican senators. And we would have probably 10 or 20 different parties in the Senate and in the House,
right?
And they would caucus up and they would form coalitions.
Alliances and Well, and you would have like
but that was the way our country was founded.
This party is with this party, Party A is with Party B on say pro life.
Yeah.
But then they break up on unions or guns
taxes,
whatever.
And then you wouldn't have people trying to justify, well, I'm pro-life, so I have to be a Republican, but I'm also against guns, and I'm against, and so, you know, where do I fit, and how do I vote, and you get all this crossover voting.
Which is why there was
still have the two major parties controlling the presidency and the Senate.
There was a short period of time in America where you kind of had that, but it was just, it wasn't, in the parties weren't differently named, but you had liberal Republicans from the Northeast, and then you had conservative Democrats from the South.
And
things got done.
Well, you don't want things getting done. When government works, you know what we get? A lack of freedom.
Well, we needed things done at the time.
Yeah, but when government works, the people suffer.
Good point.
If government was broken and never did anything, we wouldn't have the atrocities we have now. Speaking of government being broken, these stories are all...
Government?
These stories are all out of order, and they are not at all stapled or anything. But I have a story in here about Democrats threatening to restructure the United States Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, the court packing thing?
Well, here's the thing, though. Some of them are talking about court packing.
Are they talking about limited terms or rotating?
Well, there's different examples.
Yeah.
There's different examples. But anything you do that gives the court more power... or more legitimacy is a bad thing.
Correct. Because then it just becomes a star chamber. It becomes an omnipotent third branch of government that, and you've said this many times, that overrules or has like a legitimacy that the other two branches don't have, which is problematic
we don't want them to have legitimacy.
Correct.
We want people to, if they're going to act the way they're acting, we want people to know that they're a legislative body.
Correct.
And that they're scandalous, and that they're globalists and corporatists, and they're appointed by globalists and corporatists, and they're confirmed by globalists and corporatists. Here's the headline. Senate Dems deliver stunning warning to Supreme Court. Heal or face restructuring. This is a Fox News story. Several high-profile Senate Democrats warned the Supreme Court in pointed terms this week that it could face a fundamental restructuring if justices do not take steps to heal the court in the near future. It was delivered in part of a brief filed Monday in a case related to the New York City gun law. Senators Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. What is
I'm about to name someone you never heard of.
What does Trump call him? Donong Dick?
I don't know.
Because remember, he's the guy that didn't go to
Vietnam,
but said that he did.
Yeah,
I think that's a Trumpism.
Mazie Hirono. Did you know there was a senator named Mazie?
Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Mazie
Hirono?
Hirono.
Richard Durbin and Kirsten Gillibrand referenced rulings by the court's conservative majority in claiming it's suffering from some sort of affliction which must be remedied. Here's the quote. The Supreme Court is not well, and the people know it. Perhaps the court can heal itself before the public demands it be restructured in order to reduce the influence of politics.
How is restructuring going to, you know, reduce the...
Exactly. That's my point.
Political.
Well, what they're doing, you're assuming Democrats are being honest.
Well, I know.
What they're doing is saying, we're going to restructure you, and we're just laying the groundwork now for convincing the public we're doing it for noble purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic changes have been proposed by several Democrats vying for the party's 2020 presidential nomination, with court packing being common. Democratic candidates Beta Male O'Rourke of Texas, Cory Spartacus Booker of New Jersey, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren of Massachusetts, Kamala the Ugandan Giant Harris of California, and Kirsten Don't Call Me Gillibrand have all signaled an openness to expand the number of judges on the court should they reach the White House. Here's the problem with that. What they need to do is do what the Congress has the constitutional authority to do and limit the Supreme Court's jurisdiction. That is how you do it.
Right.
Article 3 of the United States Constitution allows Congress to set jurisdictional limits for the Supreme Court, meaning they can cover these, they can cut the subject matter, the subject matter that the Supreme Court can cover. There's multiple types of jurisdiction. Two of them the Supreme Court often talks about. Personal jurisdiction, meaning does a court have authority to rule over a particular individual?
Mm-hmm.
And subject matter jurisdiction, meaning does the court have authority to rule over a particular subject matter? A court will often say, we don't have subject matter jurisdiction over this particular issue.
Right.
It's raised, it's actually an interesting procedural twist the way it's raised. A lot of people are familiar with 12B6 motions, motion for dismiss for failure to state a claim. A lot of cases sit in that posture for a while. You file a lawsuit, somebody files a motion to dismiss. Ah, they're just going to dismiss it.
Yep.
That's what they're talking about, for failure to state a claim, meaning I sued Dave for being too doggone handsome, and he owes me $100.
I'm not dismissing that. Here's your $100. We can settle that out of court right now.
The court might look at that and say, there's no claim there.
I gave him $150. He deserved it.
But a court might look at that and say, "There's no claim here. There's no law."
And where's the injury?
Yeah, there's no law against Dave being too doggone handsome.
Dang right.
That's a motion to dismiss for failure to state a claim. There's motion to dismiss for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. And the interesting thing about that is the timing of it. It can be brought up any time, including after judgment.
Hmm.
It can be brought up even if the parties don't raise it, because the federal courts, particularly courts of limited subject matter jurisdiction. Well, if federal courts are, by their nature, courts of limited subject matter jurisdiction, and the United States Constitution gives this power of setting jurisdictional limits on the Supreme Court over to Congress, if Congress has that power under the Constitution, why don't they use it? Why don't they use it? When the Republicans had both houses of Congress, why didn't they say the Supreme Court can't look at abortion? We're not going to recognize the Supreme Court's rulings on abortion. They can. That's perfectly legal. There's nothing the Supreme Court can do about it.
Right.
The Congress gets to set the jurisdictional limits on the Supreme Court. They just don't. And you know why? Because Congress likes the Supreme Court. It's the ultimate corporate bailout.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate corporate bailout. Because Congress has to stand for re-election. So if Congress takes abortion away from the Supreme Court, or if Congress takes guns away from the Supreme Court, which they could do. They could do that. Say the Supreme Court can't weigh in on the Second Amendment. Well, Congress will set those terms, please.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. It's perfectly 100% legal and constitutional.
But instead, what they do is they say, oh, no, those big bad Supreme Court guys won't let us do that.
And then they fundraise off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give me money so I can go get back in office and get better judges. They fundraise off of it. They stay in office. They run for election on it. That big bad Supreme Court, we got to get in there and pass these new laws. The Supreme Court is the ultimate corporate bailout. The Congress can get as bad as they want to be. They can be as horrible as they want to be. And the Supreme Court, who's not elected, takes all the blame. And that's why they want to pack the court. They want to make it more legitimate seeming. We fixed it once and for all. So that during the rest of their careers, they can continue to blame the Supreme Court for everything that goes wrong. Republicans and Democrats do this, by the way. They all love it. Nobody's interested in solving the problem.
No!
Nobody's interested in solving the problem.
No!
This is probably the best version of this song you've ever heard. Interstate Love Song, an acoustic version. By Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Pimple Pilots?
Stone Pimple Pilots. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is the sound of at Koala Mama 85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
O'Reilly.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop till noon. Take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man.
All right, guys, 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. My friends over at Heirloom Jewelers want to want to get a message out to you. That message is right now gold prices are at stupid high levels, over $1,500. Higher than they've been in a long, long time. So, you know, went back when they were $700-$800, you're getting double right now on spare gold, loose gold. You can also come in. They got great diamond prices, rubies, sapphires, emeralds. It's the most open, honest, and transparent process you've ever seen in your life. He's going to score your diamond. He's going to give you a rough sketch of what the diamond looks like. And the stats on that diamond, color and clarity and all that. He's going to offer you a price right there. Offer you a price. I've seen him offer people $5,000, $10,000, $12,000 or more for a diamond on the spot. You know, and it's not unheard of. And, you know, actually, I think he was told me the other day he was offering like $40,000 or something for somebody's diamond. I mean, that you talk about, this guy just does it. He just throws the money down. And you can walk out a new life. Get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers Troop Booth. While you're in there, check out. He's got modern bridal sets. He's got antique heirloom quality jewelry. Everything you can imagine. Necklaces, bracelets, pearls, rings, diamonds. Just everything you could possibly imagine. Get by there. He's got great selection. He's a trustworthy guy. I trust him. I recommend him. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. Get by and talk to Troop Booth when you get a chance over at Heirloom Jewelers. JB.
Hey, with all this hot weather we're having, you know, John Fogerty had a great album called Blue Moon Swamp. Uh-huh. And on that album, he had a song called 110 in the Shade. And it's like I say, you got to give it a listen because is it freaking hot out here.
Didn't Bon Jovi had 99 in the Shade? I'm pretty sure he did.
Know.
It was on New Jersey.
Did.
Also, 110 in the Shade is a book by I can't think of the guy's name. He was a good friend of Jimmy Buffett's, though.
110 in the Shade. I'll play that, but I might also play Bon Jovi's 99 in the Shade off the New Jersey album, which was a terrible album. The album was absolutely pathetic. It's when Bon Jovi went like adult contemporary.
Yeah. But yeah, I know that Blue Moon Swamp didn't get a whole lot of airplay, but it's a really good album.
I believe you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll cue it. Yeah, appreciate it.
So, all right.
Yeah, I feel bad people working outside right now.
Boy,
Dave and I both have long sleeves on inside the studio. Dave has a pullover jacket.
I do. I have a quarter zip
because of how cold it gets in the studio. I mean, I'm talking we have two air conditioners here. When both of them are running, it's a cold you can't even contemplate. It's a different kind of cold. Now that we've solved the problem on the Supreme Court and the problem in Congress, I'm telling you, this Congress idea could take off.
It could.
This Congress idea could take off. We can move on to other stuff, including probably something not a lot of you are watching right now because it's a couple of months off and it doesn't seem to have much to do with the state of Alabama or us here in America, but it's a massive, massive deal, and it could really solidify Donald Trump as one of the great presidents in the history of mankind. Any place, no conditions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is leaving the United Kingdom October 31, come hell or high water. Either they cut a deal with the European Union or they don't. And if they don't cut a deal with the European Union, guess who they're going to cut a deal with?
The United States.
The United States of America. U.S. President Donald Trump, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson are walking their respective trade teams through a process to deliver a U.S.-UK trade deal on the day after a no-deal Brexit is scheduled to happen October 31. They'll put into place an interim trade deal on November 1st, and it will be a massive boon to the United States, and it will be a massive boon to the United Kingdom. Basically, what we're doing is plucking the United Kingdom out of Europe and making it a U.S. state for trade purposes.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a big, big deal.
As in the words of Joe Biden, it's a big
effing deal.
Deal.
That was early Biden gaffe.
Yeah, it was.
Well, early vice president Biden gaffe. Late stage Biden gaffe in the grand scheme. President Trump supports the nationalist position, purposes, and intents of Brexit. And Prime Minister Johnson promised to deliver Brexit by the mandatory date of October 31, come hell or high water. This is a good deal. It's a good deal for the United States. Here's how Reuters put it. Britain and the United States are discussing a partial trade accord that could take effect on November 1, the day after Britain is due to leave the European Union, according to a senior Trump administration official on Tuesday. During a visit to London, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton discussed with British Trade Minister Liz Truss the possibility of the two countries' leaders signing a roadmap declaration toward a trade deal. Trade deal could take place as soon as this month's G7 summit meeting in France. You know they're meeting in France?
In France? En France?
Meeting in France.
Ah oui.
In where?
Oui. Yes. Ah oui. Mais oui. En France.
Was French originally such a lazy language where they just did away with whole letters and just forgot about them at the end, particularly at the end? Like, we're willing to give you the first three or four letters of a word, then we're just going to kind of ease out of that word.
Or like, no, to spell this right, there's like 14 letters here that aren't pronounced.
Right. Like, yeah, but I mean, I'm wondering, at one point...
Why do you want to make it so hard?
At one point, were they pronounced?
I don't know.
And then they got around, they're like, you know what, this is so hard. We're French, we're full of wine and cheese. Take it easy. Don't talk like that during nap time, bro. Cut out some of those words. Cut out some of those letters. So that's a good deal for the United States. Keep a close eye on that. I do want to talk about Hong Kong when we get back from this break. Because, and the reason, I structure stories in particular orders for a reason. The reason we have a problem with Hong Kong right now is because the British screwed it up, particularly the British Queen. It was terrible. Queen Elizabeth's the worst scourge on Britain ever.
Well, how do you really feel?
She's terrible. They could not have had a worse queen for the last 60 years. Sweat rolling off of the shovel. And she's the reason there's a problem in China and Hong Kong right now. I'll explain why on the break. 34 after. Sure like a cool drink of water. Soft rag to soothe my face. In this place, there's 110 in the shade, going way down, mama, won't you carry me? Pedal so hard I can't stand.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a heat advisory and a heat index of over 105. Not out of the question. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible, maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Terrible. Bon Jovi should have quit after Slippery When Wet. Instead of a Tommy and Gina throwback song. Absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. Let's see here. 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. BathInnovations.com guest hotline is wide open if you want to get in. 272-9228. 272-9228. My man Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. He's also open because they open before we come on the air, like 7 o'clock, I think. And if you get by there around 7 o'clock, drop your rig off and maybe get some new tires, some brakes, whatever it is, they will they'll get you to work. They'll take you to work. They're taking me to work. Drop my car off and, you know, get an oil change or whatever it is, and boom, before you know it, you're on the way to work. Absolutely a great deal over Jenkins Tire and Auto. Get by there when you get a chance. Corner of Perry and Jefferson downtown. One block off Madison. That's it. One block off Madison. And when we talk about a block off Madison, I mean, not even really a block. It's like half a block. You can see it from Madison. You can see it from Madison. So Jenkins Tire and Auto, when you get a chance, corner of Perry and Jefferson. You can call if you want. Google them. You'll find the number. It's easy enough. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Mike Jenkins. Great team. They've been together. You know, I think the guy he says worked with them the least amount of times, like 7-8 years. The most time, like 35 years. These guys like each other. They trust each other. They do good work together. Get by Jenkins Tire and Auto for all of your automotive needs. All right. Well, tell me real quickly what's going on in China and Hong Kong.
China.
The United Kingdom really screwed this whole deal up.
Well,
there's a running theme to the world. The United
That the UK really screwed things up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a running theme for the last 300 or 400 years. The UK really screwed things up. In fact, the only thing the UK has done good, I think, in the last 30 or 40 years, three or 400 years, is export the English language around the world. And the only reason I like that is because I speak English.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easy for me to do commerce. There needed to be a universal language. Now, Latin was the universal language for a long time. Then the Roman Empire fell.
I thought we had Esperanto.
Go on.
Remember they made up a language in the 60s called Esperanto?
It had words that ended in J or something?
I have no idea. I thought it was like...
People still speak it.
It was like based on everyone's language, or it was like based on every language or something.
Dumb.
It's a very 60s thing to do.
Yeah, but you know when English should have become the only language in the world?
After World War II?
45.
Yeah.
In 45, we should have rolled around the world and said...
Tied it to the Marshall Plan?
We got nukes.
Yeah.
You either drop your language, accept our textbooks, everyone learns English, or you're done. And we should have wiped out 7,000 languages off the face of the earth. I don't care about your culture. I don't care about your mamma mia and what she used to call you, little, you know, grazie ragazzi. I don't, Done. English. You go to any poker room, English only at the table. You go to any major sporting event, English only. To be a professional golfer, they got to learn English. To be a professional race car driver, they got to learn English. English on the radios. Till the race is over, then you can speak your native tongue.
Speak whatever you want.
But during the race, everybody has to speak English. Hmm. So you might be the best race car driver ever. Dumb as a box of hammers, bag of hammers, and can't learn English. Can't drive. Situation in Hong Kong is so dynamic and so tragic because you have China, who is going to overrun Hong Kong and who is going to turn it into a communist hellhole and who is going to cancel all the Hong Kong passports and reissue Chinese passports. It's so awful because the British people screwed it up by giving it back in
99, I thought, yeah. They did like a 100-year lease or something.
It's not 50 years.
Yeah, it was something like that. But, I mean, it was always going to be a problem, right? I mean, there was just
don't give it back.
Yeah.
Keep it. Do it like the Falkland Islands. Go to war for it if you have to. I mean, they went to war with Argentina over some islands that have no value whatsoever anywhere. None. So why in the world are they giving away Hong Kong?
Isn't one of those islands like Snake Island where like no humans are allowed to go? I mean, there's like the Falklands are like
they're terrible.
They're like beyond worthless. Like there's nothing there.
But the U.S. is going to be dragged into
stuff
this.
In Hong Kong.
The U.S. is going to be dragged into this. They're going to try to force the Trump administration to take a side. And the reality is, this fight is 20 years in the making. And it was inevitable and bound to happen. China is going to completely conquer the South China Sea.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to control all shipping. They're going to control all land. They're making fake islands out there to extend their national waterways.
Yeah.
So for practical purposes, from now on, let's stop referring to Hong Kong as a separate entity. Hong Kong and China are one. Well, you can look back and you can say, boy, the queen screwed that up. Yes, she did. She screwed a lot of things up. She's terrible. An awful queen.
Well, like, what qualifications does she have, aside from, like, being born correctly?
Well, I mean, that's the nature of hereditary monarchy.
I know, that's what I'm saying, though. How did people expect her to, like, do it right when...
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like Kaiser Wilhelm...
I mean, you're talking about a country that right after World War II was like, this Churchill guy, we've had enough of him. You know?
Well, to be fair, he would come out of number 10 drunk, naked.
Well, not just drunk, blotto. Like,
blind drunk.
Completely blind, you
naked.
Know. Yeah, started drinking martinis at 9 a.m. Yeah.
I understand
why
that.
He was stuck in God mode, Baron. He couldn't get out.
He did that at the White House, too. And Roosevelt was like, man, there are women here. You can't wander around naked.
For goodness sake, would you cover yourself?
They start making him stay at that hotel across the street. you know what I'm talking about?
Hotel Washington.
No, it's there's some house. Like,
oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I can't think of it.
Yeah,
it's where the president stays the night before he goes to the White House. That's where he used to make Churchill stay. Because he was walking around the White House drunk.
Well.
And Roosevelt's like, there are women here, dude.
Well.
Tighten up. Not literally.
Well, maybe both.
But you cannot reverse what's going on in Hong Kong. China is going to take over Hong Kong at a time of their choosing. And if they're choosing to do it now, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And if they try to resist it, China will wipe them out. This is not the first time China will have killed innocent civilians.
China.
I mean, Tiananmen Square was only 30 years ago. Mao was only 60, 70, 80 years ago. They're not naive over in China. And don't go looking at President Trump to bail you out. It's not going to happen. Trump will let Hong Kong go to China. Because Trump always takes a step back. He always sees the entire forest. And he always asks everything, what's best for the United States of America and what's best for the United States economy? What's best for our national security and our economy? And frankly, picking a fight with China over Hong Kong is not good for either. It's not going to be good for the United States economy. It's not going to be good for United States security. Think of what he did with North Korea. He did basically the same thing with North Korea. He took them out of the picture. He took them completely out of the picture. The difference is, China already has nuclear weapons. And so if they take over Hong Kong, it's not like Hong Kong is going to be nuclearized. It was inevitable China was going to take over Hong Kong anyway. So why on earth would the United States get involved? And now the media is trying to get them involved. Because the media loves a good war. They love a good buildup. They'd love to, you know, the media is owned by the same people who control all the wealth and capital around the world. So the media would love a new run-up to war. They would love to have some new battleships and aircraft carriers, some new planes, mm-hmm. lots of $100 million missiles. Man, they can't get enough of those $100 million missiles.
Well,
$50 million missiles, $100 million missiles.
A couple $20 million missiles. Why not?
So while I feel bad for Hong Kong, because there are probably some really decent people there in Hong Kong, they should have made their escape plans a long time ago. Because China was eventually going to take over Hong Kong completely at some point.
And that's why they agreed to give it back, basically.
Yeah, because they didn't want to be the ones fighting China. The United Kingdom didn't want to be the ones fighting China. In the end, Hong Kong will look nothing like the, I won't even say bastion of freedom, but they got some freedoms over there.
Well, that's what they're protesting, right?
Yeah. It will look nothing like the Hong Kong of today or yesterday. The Hong Kong of tomorrow looks totally different. It will be a completely Chinese authoritarian dictatorship. And anyone who goes out there and throws rockets and throws bottles and throws rocks will lose.
Yeah, I do like the, I think it's kind of crazy, all the anti, like all the stuff that they have that scrambles the face scanners and the stuff that, that scrambles their ability to track them and all that. It's kind of nuts.
No, I mean, it's going to be an interesting fight, and I understand why they're fighting, because they have freedom. They don't want to live in a communist dictatorship hellhole. I get it.
Right. It's pretty easy.
But it's not going to stop it. The question is, do they stay alive? And for some people, give me freedom or give me death. Okay. They're going to give you death. Lots of it. They're going to give you lots of death. But Hong Kong's gone. Hong Kong's been gone. And the deep state and the globalists and the corporatists will try to drag the United States into this. Because if they can't get a nuclear war with Russia like they've long desired, they're going to try to get one with China. Because a lot of these people think there are just too doggone many people on this earth. And the chance to irradiate a billion or two is really, really right up their alley. Because they're not going to be irradiated. They're not going to be killed in the war. Your kids might be killed in the war, but their kids aren't going to be killed in the war. Just not the way it's going to happen. We'll take your calls on the bathinnovation.com guest hotline on the other side of the break. Hang tight, and I'll dedicate the next segment to these calls on hold, and I'll make sure everybody currently on hold gets in. Get impatient. We'll continue providing award-winning, highly rated radio on the other side of the break.
Mm-hmm.
To the island where the shrimp bones die up to the pilot. Give me oysters and beer.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil.
Your AC's broke? You getting hot? We'll fix that too. And if you got, we wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
This is the sound of at Koala Mama 85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
Go, 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 O'Reilly!
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Go, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know this song's been covered like 200 times. But never like Amy. Never like Amy. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Oh, I can't stop. I can't turn the song off.
I know, right? This is a good version.
It's a great version. 5 minutes till the top of the hour. Randall.
Hey, y'all. Let it play, baby. Let it play.
It's so good. Oh, my gosh.
And we can talk about, you know, like even when Brit, like, China has had that one kid problem. All that, like, they're going to have to do something. I know they started in towns in 2004. Well,
they started letting more than one kid now.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. But now that we put, you know, in 10 years, I know they're looking ahead in 10 years. Where were they going to be at? You know what I mean? We're making all the cheap stuff and reproducing it. The more, you know what I mean, the more towns like they had America doing, the better off they was going to be. But how you was talking about how they going to put it on Trump? Even when Iran stole the British ships, you never heard about that the Brits stole theirs first, and that you know it almost like they wanted Trump to go save Brit. Then why did? And then Iran even offered the swap. You know, they just wanted to trade their tanker back. I don't know what's so special about theirs, but they wanted theirs back, and they were going to give, you know, the Brits back theirs, but we never heard nothing about that either. It's just...
Randall, and let me break it down and make it very easy. There are people, believe it or not, in the world, inside the United States of America, who despise the United States of America. and they want to destroy this country from the inside out. And the way they can do that is to try to provoke conflict around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it allows is the American taxpayer to transfer wealth from our bank accounts, from our retirement accounts, from our businesses, from our mouths and our children into their fat corporate bank accounts. And the easiest way to do that is a good old-fashioned war. This has been the longest the United States have gone in a long time without launching a new war. And it's only been 2 years. You understand that, how weird that is? We're talking two and a half years in to the Trump administration, and we are drawing down Afghanistan, drawing down in Iraq, not going to war in Syria, not going to war in China, not going to war in Russia, not going to war in North Korea.
Baron, how are we going to keep these profits up?
Exactly. You have corporatists and globalists looking around like,
we need that sweet, sweet American dollar money.
Like, boys, what are we going to do? I mean, if Donald Trump wins re-election and doesn't launch another war, and we'd have no war for 8 years?
Think about it.
I thought that he was a warmonger who wants to nuke everyone and end civilization.
Well, that's what they want to tell you, but the reality is the person who droned more people into Bolivia than Bolivia.
Bolivian.
Mike Tyson, shout out there, is Barack Obama. I got to run, Randall, because I promised I'd get both people in for the top of the hour. Tom?
Hey, how are you this morning, sir?
Doing well, Tom.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you just for a second about the missiles, and then I'll shut up.
All right.
Back in the 90s, when we had the original Desert Storm, which was the last real war, we went in and we won, and we came back. Now, we shot 192 Tomahawk land attack missiles that first night, and they were $1 million a copy. They got a range of 3,000 miles. We hit them from submarines in the Mediterranean, we hit them from the Persian Gulf, and we hit them from the Red Sea, all at one time. And it took them out. Now, what they pay for those missiles now, I don't know, but it was worth $1 million to me at the time. And we had a little motto. It's kind of like that greeting card, when you care to give the very best, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you care enough to send the very best, yeah.
Yeah, it was. That's what we did.
Yeah, Tom. I agree with you in principle, but the 1991 Gulf War was cleaning up our own mess and terrible strategy from the 70s and 80s. It was cleaning up our own deep state's problems. Thank you for your call. I got to run to break. It's cleaning up our own deep state's problems from absolutely horrific foreign policy, Brzezinski's foreign policy from the 70s. That was continued for some reason through the 80s by funding Iran and funding Iraq at the same time. And then Iraq said, hey, now we got all this money and weaponry. And Kuwait's just sitting there, sitting duck. Let's go take them. And then we had to bring 150 countries together.